Never stop doing what you were born to do. Never stop doing what you were born to do. Are you using your gifts and your talents to impact this world that we live in? And the world, your world, is what you see every day around you 24/7. Are you using your gifts and talents, or you have decided, you know what? I'm just going to stop using my gifts because I don't have time for this. This is what we're going to focus on today. Thank you for listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. My name is Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tones, and baby, the best and the greatest day to be alive is today. Good morning, greatness. Good afternoon, good evening to the greatness family all around the world. I just want us today to just have a family conversation. And when I got up today, I was like, what can I talk on my podcast? And this popped into my spirit, or popped into my heart, like someone would say. And I was reminded. Someone said something to me about a week ago, my friend Delano A. Johnson, who wrote the book, Refused to Be Talented and Broke. And he said something that changed my mind, that he would remind me. He said, King Tones, keep doing what you are doing. He said, I see you out there. I see you out there in those so-called social media streets. I see you out there releasing good content. I see you out there releasing your podcast. I see you out there encouraging and motivating people and using your gifts and talents. He said, continue doing what you were doing because it's going to pay off. Meaning, because I'm putting this time in encouraging people every day, it's going to pay off. You see, I personally made a decision that for the rest of my life, every day, I, King Tones, I'm going to wake up every day and motivate and inspire and help and train and teach people to become all what they were designed to be, help them tap into their potential. It was a personal decision. Every day, I'm sending a text message. I know some people may get tired sometimes. I'm sending a text message to somebody. I'm sending a quote. Somebody might send me a quote, and I send that quote, or I post it on social media. I'm sending people my video clips on YouTube. I'm every day, because my gift and my talent and my purpose is to help people to tap into their potential, maximize their potential, and become all what they were designed to be. That is my purpose. That is my purpose. What is your gift? What is your talent? We're just having a family conversation. What is that thing that you know that you were put on this earth to do, but you're sleeping on it? As I was preparing for this today, the question came to my mind. Imagine if the doctor stopped deciding to be a doctor. I'm not saying that doctors don't require. Imagine if the doctor wake up, I'm tired of these patients. I don't want to deal with it no more. So imagine if all of the doctors in the world decided to stop being a doctors. Imagine if all of the nurses in this world decided to stop being a nurse. Imagine. As my children are in school today, imagine if the teachers decided to stop being teachers. Imagine if the coaches decided to stop being coaches. Imagine if the mechanics decide to stop being mechanics. And God knows we need mechanics. Imagine if the electrician all electricians should say, you know what? We're striking all over the world. We're not being no electricians no more. Imagine if the plumbers decided to stop being the plumbers. Imagine if that person that pick up your garbage decided to stop picking up your garbage. Imagine that person that cuts your lawn, if you don't cut your lawn, decided to stop cutting your lawn. What I'm saying is that that gift, that talent that you have, what are you doing with it? Are you using your gifts and talents, or are you sleeping on it? Never stop doing what you were born to do. Now, here's the thing. What has happened to a lot of you is you were using your gifts and your talents in an environment, in a community or a tribe. And because the gift or the gifts were not received properly, you decided to retreat, withdraw, go into that cave like I did one time. Because you took it personally and you said, I will never, ever, ever, ever again volunteer to help out here. I will never, ever cook again for any functions. I will never, ever sing again. I will never, ever plan again. All because you were using your gift and it was not received. Question. Could it be that your gift or your talents were not received because you were in the wrong community? Pause. Let's stop there for a second. Could it be that they couldn't appreciate your food because they was not on the level of knowing and understanding your craft? Mm. Could it be that they couldn't appreciate your singing because they didn't understand what a good singer was? Could it be that you presented that book to be published and publisher after publisher after publisher rejected your book? Could it be that they couldn't recognize the greatness in you? Mm. You present that movie script to producers, to executive producers over and over again, and it was rejected. Could it be that they couldn't see that greatness inside of you? See what I realize? You cannot take your pearls and your diamonds and just throw it to the swines, to the pigs. You see, if I take off my watch and give it to my cats, we just got two cats like about 2 weeks ago. They have changed our lives, totally rocked our world. Our kittens will not appreciate my watch. If I take my phone or my computer and give it to a dog, the dog will not appreciate the computer. And what has happened is sometimes we take our gifts. Mm. And I'm just using this like an analogy. I'm not saying that people are dogs or pigs or cats. But sometimes we take our gifts and our talents that are valuable and we give it to people who are below average and cannot appreciate it. So therefore, it's like taking my phone, my watch, my computer, and taking it to a hog pen. I'm taking it into a den of wolves and lions, and they cannot appreciate it. Why? Because a dog can't understand about a computer. A cat cannot understand what's going on with a phone. And because the dog didn't receive it, the cat didn't receive it, what I do? I get upset. Oh, they don't like my phone. They don't like my computer. No! You're in the wrong tribe. You see, what I realize, I can't coach everybody. I can't motivate everybody. I can't inspire everybody. I can't help everybody tap into their potential, maximize their potential, discover their purpose, and become all what they're designed to be. I can't do that. Winners for Life Coaching Podcast is not for everybody. I cannot reach the whole world. So the people who appreciate Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, the people who appreciate my talents and my gift of coaching them, the people who appreciate my YouTube channel and the clips I put on social media are the people who can recognize and see that greatness in me, are the people that I was supposed to reach. If you produce a song, everybody's not going to like your song. Why? Because your song was not designed for them. That's why I say stop trying to please people. You cannot please everybody. There are some of you who will enjoy this podcast. Some of you will not enjoy the podcast. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if no one listens to my podcast, if no one wants me to speak, if no one watches my YouTube channel, what do I do? Do I stop using my gifts and my talents and I retreat? We just having a family conversation this morning, just talking about what are you doing with your gifts and talents? Have you retired? If no one wants to publish your book, I have an idea for you. You publish your book. If no one wants to sign a record deal with you, and we've seen it now, produce your own songs. I mean, we live in this digital age. If no one wants to accept your movie script, then you produce your movie. Turn it into a play. What are you doing with your gifts and talents? Have you retired? Or you still have hurt? And you still have not forgiven? And you still have that pain? And you said those words, I will never, ever. Have you stopped singing? Because people say you sing too much and they're tired of hearing you singing. Have you stopped writing? Because someone said something to you. You see what happened to me a couple years ago. I posted something on social media and somebody said something and I took it personal and I retreated and I went in my cave for about a month and I said nothing. It wasn't like intentionally I went into this cave, a time like a sabbatical to re-energize, refocus, rejuvenate. No. I went into the cave because someone made a comment and I took it too personal. And I decided I'm not posting no more. I'm not putting nothing no more. And then I realized, I can't reach everybody. I can't please everybody. The people who enjoy this podcast, the people who share this podcast, the people who love to hear me speak, the people who connect with me are the people I was born to reach. Never stop doing what you were born to do. Because what you were born to do is to impact and touch a life. So I encourage you today, if you are a teacher, you keep on teaching. If you are a doctor, you keep on giving that great physician care. If you are that mechanic, you can't please all of your customers. You keep changing those oil changes. You keep changing those spark plugs. You keep doing what you got to do. If you are a cook, you keep on cooking. Just because so-and-so didn't like your macaroni and cheese, you could send it to me. I'll try it out. Just because no one wants to publish your book, you keep on writing. You keep on singing. You keep on running. You keep on doing whatever that gift that God has placed inside of you. Because once you operate in your gift like I'm doing now and you use your gift, the fulfillment you get, there's no money, there's no price tag that can pay you for that. We're just having a family conversation. You're listening. The Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. A place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. My name is Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tunes. The best and the greatest day to be alive is today. Make a decision today. Never stop doing what you were born to do. Or have you made a decision that you will not use your gifts and talents again? I encourage you today, never stop doing what you were born to do. Never stop doing what you were born to do. Those gifts, those talents that you have, that God has given to you, was given to you to impact lives and make this world, this universe, a better place to live in. Never, 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 never stop doing what you were born to do.